than I do with this old broken comb.
Hang it on the wall? My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hints from Hello.
Hell yeah, we do.
Damn straight. This is awesome.
That's right. When I fill in on the weekends, it means that it's time for Hints. It's a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the internet. And please reach out to all of your elderly family members and get them to tune in right now. Because this is a very special holiday edition of Hints.
Or bestow upon them the information that you're going to take in. Maybe they don't have time to, you know, twist the dial.
Right.
You know, you
just
pass it on.
Take notes.
Right.
Take notes. Dear readers, writes Heloise, the time is right to choose a fresh or artificial Christmas tree. First of all, there's location, location, location in your home. Figure this out, and you'll know what size tree you'll need. A corner of your home usually works best. You can hide a bad spot and anchor the tree to the wall with some fishing wire so it won't tip over. Or in front of a picture window can be beautiful too, especially with glistening lights. The tree by the fireplace is a no-go. Mm. It's too hot there, and it could be a fire hazard. Check the needles on a live tree. Run your fingers from the trunk on a branch. Needles should not shed. Also, the tree should have a lovely fresh pine scent.
These are helpful hints.
Place your live tree in a stand of fresh water immediately. Use a turkey baster or ice cubes to add water to the stand. 2 weeks is about the right time to keep a live tree in your home.
Can you overwater a Christmas tree?
I'm sure you can.
Drown it?
Rot the stump,
so to speak.
You guys go real tree or plastic?
I'm a pre-lit plastic guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-lit plastic with a scented candle.
Because
I want that smell.
Little spruce candle.
I want that smell.
We got the little, like, they're like little cylinders that you just hang from the tree and it smells as if it's a real tree.
Oh, it has directional smell.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's a great hint.
Yeah, there you go. Hints from Travis.
A firefighter in St. Louis writes, Dear Heloise, just some friendly holiday reminders. Do not burn wrapping paper in your fireplace.
Hmm.
It burns rapidly, but it can give off dangerous fumes due to the chemicals used in the manufacturing process. Keep ribbon away from young children and animals. It's a serious choking hazard that could result in a trip to the emergency room or the vet's office. Last of all, please do not put real candles on a Christmas tree, and don't leave candles burning when you leave the house.
I definitely have been guilty of throwing the wrapping paper in a fireplace.
Have you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because what do I do with this?
Well, yeah, but there's just so much satisfaction when you watch this burn, when you see it burn.
You just like burning things.
Oh, it's like there's a little bit of fire, and then there's so much fire. You know?
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I mean, but also do what the fire officer said, which is not that.
Speaking of wrapping paper, Imogene in Wisconsin writes, Dear Heloise, with four boys, there was a huge mess on Christmas morning when they opened their gifts. One year, I decided to do something different. I got four trash bags, gave each boy a bag, and told them they couldn't open another gift until they put the ribbons and wrapping paper from the previous gift into the bag.
Mm.
It saved me at least an hour of cleaning and reorganizing. Imogene sounds pretty anal retentive.
Yeah, part of the chaos of Christmas, especially when you have a bunch of kids around, is the mess of it. I enjoy it. Plus, you have more to burn.
Yeah, you put all that wrapping paper in the burn pile.
If you can just stay burn it all at once.
I do the trash bag. I have a trash bag.
So you clean as you go.
Yeah, it just as presents get unwrapped, just gets shoved in the trash bag.
It's like trash get ball.
So
you
then
can
what
just
do you...
Toss it across the room.
Right, but then you just take the whole plastic bag and put that in the fire? How do you burn it, Greg?
I don't burn it. I
no fire.
Throw it in the trash.
What are we doing here, guys?
I just put it in a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
The fire is the whole reason for the holidays.
I suppose it is.
See, those fumes are getting to you.
Do you do the alternating thing when you're opening gifts with the fam?
We do.
Like everybody has a turn and you do go clockwise around the room?
Yeah, but usually when we're doing the bigger family thing, we'll have kids, because they have 20 times more presents than the two that I get, you know? And so they can kind of do it at the same time. Plus, then they have the cool moment of showing each other.
They like the you like seeing the feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
Of the kids just diving in.
Yeah, and then like the grandparents will force the children to go thank the person that got them that gift before they greedily open up the next gift.
Oh, what a beating.
Heloise
writes,
"Don't
tell Aunt Mary that you love it."
Heloise writes, "Dear readers, often during the holidays, we get busy and distracted, and we forget to take cautionary measures while we are out and about. Here's some things to remember."
Okay.
Number one, beware of the person who bumps into you because it's a favorite method of pickpockets.
Pickpocking.
Do not announce your plans for travel on social media. Do that after you get home from a trip. If you think you're being followed while driving, don't go home. Drive to a police station or a crowded area. Heloise is paranoid.
Yeah, clearly.
Thieves usually try to target people they feel are vulnerable, such as elderly folks or the handicapped.
Well, that's all the time. That's not just during the holidays.
Above all, stay alert and be aware of your surroundings.
Have you ever been pickpocketed?
No. Have not.
Pickpocked.
Pickpocked. It happened to me at Mardi Gras.
Really?
Right on Bourbon Street. You know how you get so close? You've been
That's a place where it'll happen.
Where you
for
get
sure.
so close that you can't even push where you're going?
You can't tell when someone's bumping into you or whether it's your own arm.
What do I feel right now? I hope it's.
Whose hands in my pants?
Something. Whose hands in my pants is a great game show we need to.
I don't know what the premise is.
It doesn't matter.
It's a name that we're going to use.
Whose hands in my pants is a ratings winner. I felt a guy on my butt. And I put my hand back, because that's all I could do, and I felt between my hand and my jeans, a hand come out of the pocket, attempting to get my wallet.
So back pocket or front pocket?
Front back pocket. And I tried to turn around and punch the man, but because of the sea of people, my arm only went so far that I just booped him, booped, right on the nose, and he backed away into the night.
With your wallet?
No, he didn't have my wallet. I booped him, guys.
Yeah. No. That's why I'm front pocket wallet guy.
I think I was every day since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Smart.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know where
they really is. They really have to go for it if they're going to dive in your front pocket.
Whose hands in my pocket? Or whose pocket's in my pants?
Whose hands in my pants?
Damn it.
Jan B. in Kansas writes, "Dear Heloise, how can I stop my dog from begging at the table?" Heloise says, "Jan, this is a timely question with Christmas and lots of big meals and family and folks around coming up. Here are some hints from Heloise and hints from the American Kennel Club. Make sure the dog is fed before you and your family eat. Playtime and exercise beforehand helps too, and then the dog should rest in his bed. Although it's really difficult, ignore the dog. If you give in, you've lost the battle, and if you scold the dog, that won't get you anywhere either. Remember, people food is typically too high in fat, salt, and other spices, sugar, and calories for dogs to eat. A few small pieces of raw carrot or green bean in the supper dish is an okay treat."
I feel like dogs can sense the weak link. I think they can just look at the humans all sitting at the table and know that person is going to drop on purpose. That
right.
person can't help it.
That person will give in to my puppy dog eyes.
And now I'll stare in their soul. And then I do. And then...
I went to a girlfriend's house one time for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
First time, like, meeting her parents and stuff. And so her dad, like, finishes his dinner and has his, like, leftovers on the plate. Just takes his plate, sticks it under his chair.
Mm-mm.
And the dog is under the table the whole time, and then the dog licks the plate clean.
Now,
Cousin Eddie, that bone up.
I was taken aback.
The one thing about that strategy is that you will definitely not have a dog that begs. They just have to be patient.
Yeah, they just know the drill.
Yeah, they're going to get paid off.
A couple more quick ones. This is from Helen in Illinois. Dear Heloise, we have a silly but fun Christmas tradition. On Christmas Eve, after everyone has gone to bed, I put on big boots and create a trail with sprinkled baking soda from the chimney to the tree in Santa's snowy footprints.
I hate Helen.
In the morning, the little ones really get a kick out of seeing evidence that Santa has stopped by. And bonus, the carpet is refreshed when I vacuum up the baking soda.
Helen sucks. She's the worst.
That reminds me of at my family get-togethers several years ago. It was my job. Oh, I mean, well, somebody had to write Santa's note. And that was a job that fell to me.
Uh-huh.
For a couple of years. But then Boozy Uncle Cash started being a little sarcastic in his notes, trying to make a lesson, and didn't have that job anymore. It was ripped from me.
Well, you know, when you don't want to do a job, do it poorly until it's taken away from you.
I think I was enjoying it, though. I think I liked being edgy Santa.
And finally, Larry in Oklahoma writes, Dear readers, or sorry, Heloise says, Dear readers, today's sound off is about Christmas letters.
Hmm.
So Larry writes, Dear Heloise, I hate to be a Scrooge, but I don't really care for Christmas letters. Most of the information is either mundane or exaggerated. Does anyone really care that Susie got her braces off, her teeth, or that Tommy made a touchdown for his high school team?
Wow.
The last Christmas letter I got recounted how the author's father had been in the hospital 6 times during the year, the family dog died, and their daughter dropped out of college. Please, no more Christmas letters. Heloise says, I agree that sad news may be inappropriate during the holidays, but entertaining newsy letters from family and friends are always welcome. Keep it up, folks.
That guy sounds like a pleasant individual.
Yeah.
Like
Larry doesn't have many friends.
No.
He's just bitter that no one wants to visit.
Who cares
on the holidays
if Johnny scored a football touchdown
for his high school football team?
Good for him and his 7 points.
And that, my friends, is a special holiday edition of Hints from Heloise.
Yay!
That was fun.
You're welcome.
Isn't it great when Davey's here, guys?
It is.